This is episode number 2075 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 18th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Betty White's turning 100 in about 3 months. 100. Sanctity. A national treasure.
Yes, she is.
And she's trending on Twitter, which is bothering people because when somebody trends and they're not doing anything, they're not out there in the common, you know, space, you worry about them. Something's wrong.
Oh.
You know, you get an alert on your phone. Betty White's trending. For a few seconds there, you get heart palpitations because you think she's passed. Right, it's like, oh no, it can't not Betty White. She's old. She's gonna be like 100 pretty soon. Oh my God,
she's gonna make it.
Oh, of course she's gonna make it. She's in very good health. She's been very careful. The word is extremely cautious during the pandemic.
I know, but that's hard on her too because she's such a social butterfly.
She is a social butterfly.
She has.
But hopefully, somebody has shown her how to Zoom. She's got people. She's Betty White. People. Anyway. God bless Betty White, who's going to be 100, and she can trend all she wants, as far as I can.
That's right, she can.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Oh, breaking news. breaking news.
Yeah, do you get much sleep? Do you need some sleep for those under
eye bags? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the story.
Okay, all right.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are engaged.
Wow, let me blow a whistle. Where's my noisemaker?
There it is.
God, okay.
The Blink 182 drummer proposed in Montecito, California, which
Montecito's
is supposed to be
gorgeous. There's beach.
It's pretty.
It's where Oprah lives, for God's sake. Yeah. Montecito.
It's right by Santa Barbara.
Yes, it is. It's south of Santa Barbara.
Which is gorgeous.
Yeah, Santa Barbara.
So it's happened over the weekend at a beachside hotel and went all out for the occasion, of course. Travis, he pulled out all the stops. You know, that's what rich people do. He included an elaborate floral arrangement on the sand, which was very pretty.
Yeah, well, okay.
And then they could stand in the middle of it because it was huge.
Oh, okay. This was not a wall of flowers?
No wall.
Okay, no wall.
No, it was more like a circle. It was probably a heart.
Okay,
all right.
And I like this guy better already.
So he got down on one knee.
He's a rock and roll guy.
Yes. He's not a basketball player.
He's not a basketball player. He's a rock star.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. Kourtney... Finally.
So he got down on one knee and asked Kourtney to be his wife.
Aww.
They've been friends for years, evidently.
Right. They've known each other for a long time. And then, of course, I'm sure they were confidant whenever all the crap was going on with her and Scott and the last three boyfriends and her and Kim when they were like, I think they're still fighting. Anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, they've just started dating earlier this year. They've been inseparable ever since.
Wow, yeah.
They pack on the PDA and the red carpets and in-person events on social media. Smooch, smooch, smooch.
I got to tell you, some of those instas are pretty steamy. I got to tell you.
Ah, but much to the chagrin of Kourtney's ex, Lord Scott Disick, who is the baby daddy of her three children and former co-star of Cootie Gang.
Former co-star.
Yeah, earlier this year, as we all remember, Scott made a big social media stink over Kourtney and Travis' very public romance.
Yeah, he did.
Now that she just got engaged, he's probably pretty pissed.
I know. We'll wait for the fallout.
But you know what, Scott? You didn't put a ring on
it. Hey, Scott, it's your fault. You blew it all. Hey, I'm happy for Kourtney and for Travis, and hopefully it works. And if it doesn't, well, we'll tell you about it when it does. All right?
Exactly. Greece is the word, is the word.
What's prompting this?
It's this week on Dancing with the Stars. It's Greece week.
Oh, I should have known.
And Olivia Newton-John will be making a surprise guest appearance tonight.
Wait, she's going to be on tonight?
Yeah, so it's not much of a surprise.
I was going to say, surprise? Yeah, because we just talked about it.
Right.
Did we ruin the surprise?
Maybe.
Do the dancers not know that she's going to be on? What's the deal? Greece is the word. I mean, if you're going to have a Greece night and they know they've been preparing dances for this thing a while. I don't know. Maybe he'll show up. Maybe he's the surprise.
I doubt it, but that's a good thought.
Well, Olivia Newton-John, I wonder, because she's like, you know, dying of cancer. She's old and, you know, all that. So
That was cold and callous.
Well, it was. I do love Olivia Newton-John, don't get me wrong.
Yes, you do.
I have a huge crush on her. Seen her in concert years ago. She was fantastic. And she's much older than I am. But
now Frankie Avalon is going to be on as
He's
well.
Way older than all of us. Oh, my God. He's like from the 50s, that guy.
But he's going to sing Beauty School Dropout.
Oh, man.
Live.
Oh, boy.
In the ballroom.
That might not be good.
With a guest appearance by co-star Dede Kahn.
What?
Frenchie's
no,
gonna
not
be
Frenchie.
There.
She's going to have the pink hair. That would be cool now.
A friend of mine met her recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She apparently is supposed to be really sweet. I've seen her live in person. I've not met her.
Now, naturally, as you can tell, you know, the celebrity and pole dancer couples are going to perform routines.
Yeah.
Inspired by Grease. Now, Olivia's upcoming appearance on the show.
Yeah.
It comes 4 years after she began fighting cancer for the third time.
Yeah, I know. She's got a bad.
Yeah. So.
I take back everything I said. She's a sweetheart. She's doing well, she says.
Yeah.
Though that's what she says. She's
really always smiling.
Involved, and she's very involved in her foundation.
Yes.
Which has a cancer facility of some sort, maybe research and care in Australia. And that's her life's mission, is this thing. And I think that's fantastic.
It is. And she's still continuing to make appearances.
So, but I wonder if she's going to sing tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Will you watch?
No.
That's what clips are for on YouTube.
I'll watch it tomorrow morning on the internet.
She's been on Dancing with the Stars before.
It's football tonight. I got no time for Dancing with the Stars. Monday night. Ah!
She actually judged one time.
I kind of remember
one episode,
that.
2015.
Yeah.
And then she sat on the panel next to longtime cast member Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
Who would go on to play Sandy in
Grease
Live.
She played Sandy.
She
did. Now, Grease Live, I thought, was actually pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I enjoyed that because of, you know, my background in television. And to see something done live on network television is an enormous feat. People don't realize it. They criticize. They were off key. They were pitchy or whatever. And it's like, you don't realize there's 1,000 people it takes to put on one of those. And and especially the Grease one where they moved from set to set on the Warner Brothers lot to film that, or not filming it, to bring it live. And the cool part for me is that I've been everywhere on the Warner Brothers lot that they shot from.
That was
kind of fun.
That's kind of cool.
You know, that's me spreading my magic. What can I say? You know who would have probably been a good Sandy would have been.
Don't even try.
I've never
a little too
sing.
Old.
Yeah, well, no, but in her day, she probably could have played Sandy. So,
does she sing?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter. It's a musical. You can get dubbed over.
Okay, great. You can't just stick Halle Berry anywhere.
I can too. I do it every day. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.